in London, in central London, as the Queen's coffin is being carried from where it was lying in state over the weekend. The orb, the sceptre, the crown, all still on the coffin, being moved to the gun carriage where it will be transported for her funeral mass, taking place very shortly indeed now. And over the weekend and over the last number of days indeed, thousands, hundreds, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people streamed through to pay their respects in Westminster Hall to Queen Elizabeth II, and one of those was Denise O'Connor from Ballybunion. With me is her son Ryan O'Connor on the line. Ryan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me what happened. Your mother, a lover of the royal family, and decided last minute to book a flight. Is that right?
That's correct. She's been a lover of the royal family all her life. Never misses an occasion, and I suppose any opportunity she could get to go over to the outside Buckingham Palace she'd always take. And last minute on Friday she rang me and said, that's it, I've booked my flight, I'm going to go over. She thought it was a once in a lifetime experience, I suppose, to see the setup of it and how everyone was handling it and things like that. So she booked a flight and headed off herself.
Yeah. So she decided to go, and she wore the Kerry jersey.
She did, yeah. I suppose it was one of those things where the Kerry jersey appears everywhere. And it was an opportunity for herself to get the Kerry jersey into Westminster.
Yeah.
and she took it. It was her sister, Mags, that actually gave her the jersey and told her to head on over with it and put it on when you're going in.
Yeah. So yeah. She did it. And listen, the queue was absolutely enormous. 15, 16, 20, 24 hours, some people were in it. How did she get on? It's a test of endurance to go through it all. Or it was.
Massively, yeah. No, she landed into London about 5 o'clock on Saturday, went straight to Westminster, and she managed to get into the queue about 9 o'clock on Saturday night, and it was 8 o'clock Sunday morning then when she finally got in.
My God.
So she had an 11-hour wait.
11 hours. Not too bad judging by what some people had to do, David Beckham included, but she'd 11 hours waiting to get her a moment to pay her respects to the Queen.
Exactly, yeah, and she was delighted while she was in there. There was the changing of the guard while she was inside, so she was stopped and she was able to see all that as well. So it was an experience.
Yeah, incredible. And something she was determined to do.
She was, massively. That she was humming and hawing about it for the whole week, and she said she was going to do it, and no one believed that she'd head off by herself and do it, and last minute she said that was it.
Said she was going to do it, a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Listen, Brian, look, by and large, the reaction has been positive from people online, but some people were critical, some people pulling up some nasty stuff about West Brits and everything else like that. What's your reaction to that? People get very exercised about the royal family in this part of the world.
They do. I suppose when anything to do with the UK, there's people who have different opinions and everything. We put it up on Facebook yesterday, and then it kind of started taking off from there, and then we were sent pictures of it being in Twitter, and we had family being sent photos of it from other people, not knowing that they were related. It kind of took off from there. We were reading some of the comments last night on Facebook. We were able to remove them, but Twitter we weren't. But some of them were comical. There was Twitter is a place of great humour from some people's comments. A lot of them were very, very positive, and of course there was a few negatives from people that are living in the past, I suppose. They don't realise it's 2022, and they don't realise the irony of the Kerry jersey appearing at all these great worldwide events.
Sure, yeah, it's about promoting the county, I suppose, at this stage. As one of our listeners on Twitter said, it would be surprising now if there was a Kerry jersey at the moon landing. We're spotting them everywhere.
Exactly, yeah. And look, it's something that comes up all the time, and people enjoy seeing the Kerry jersey at all these events and spotting it on TV. And like you said, it's great advertising for the county. People were asking, we were in the queue, you know, about the Kerry jersey and how she had travelled over and everything. So it's a great conversation piece then as well.
Yeah, it is. And Ryan, look, when you look at it, you know, the admiration that she has, obviously, for the royals, I mean, they're not our royal family. They're the royal family of our nearest neighbours. Is it about paying respect for what they've lost or what the British people are going through? Not everyone in England agrees with the royal family either, but over the last number of days we've seen thousands of people lining up to pay their respects, so clearly it's an important thing for them.
Yeah, big time. Like we have family in the UK. They're mourning the loss of their queen as well. Of course, it's not our queen. It's not a direct link. It's some people have an interest in following the family, and some people don't. Just like anything, I suppose there's people in Ireland that are following British teams and get upset when they win and lose games. It's just another version of it, and people enjoy following the royal family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And look, it's an issue. I know some people are still going on about the War of Independence and the Civil War and the Troubles as well and all that time. But when you see Michelle O'Neill, the deputy leader of Sinn Féin, tweeting this morning that, you know, offering condolences, then is it time to move on from all of that, do you think?
Well, it's part of our history, and it's always going to be part of our history.
You don't forget it. You don't pretend it never happened, but you have to be able to kind of move on.
Exactly. You'll never see the humour in some things if you're going to be upset about the past all the time. Of course, it's something to remember. But at the same time, it was someone wearing a Kerry jersey showing their respect at a removal. There were some people on Twitter last night saying, what's the point in queuing for that amount of time to go to a wake? People queue for hours in Kerry to go to a wake.
They do.
It's just a bigger version of it.
Yeah, yeah, a larger version of played out on live television.
Exactly.
Yeah, incredible. Ryan, is she home? Is she getting home to watch the funeral?
She is. She texted just before we came on air. She had just landed in Shannon Airport.
Oh, fantastic.
So she'll be getting into the car and she'll be hitting the road back, and hopefully she'll be back in time to watch it online.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant stuff. Well, listen, fair play to her. Were you shocked when she said, that's it, I'm hopping on a plane, I'm going?
Oh, listen, all the family were shocked. This is, she won't like me for saying it, but this is someone that gets lost going from Ballybunion into Tralee. So for her to head off by herself to London, we were all a bag of nerves thinking about her, but she done it herself, and we have family over, met her and looked after her afterwards and everything. So she was well-minded, and
that's
she
brilliant.
Said the people that she met in the queue were nothing but nice.
And yeah, it must have been some experience, because you're with these people for 11 hours doing this communal thing, that you're standing
exactly.
alongside them for 11 hours, you know, passing the time, having a chat, and all slowly shuffling your way across London to get into this hall.
100%, yeah, and like there was numerous people that were there by themselves, and so everyone was kind of coming together for it, and she was saying, you know, if one person was feeling down or tired, there was a crowd to bring you back up, and there was a good atmosphere around the place. And she said just the experience of seeing Westminster Bridge and everything throughout the night and standing there was just something to behold itself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely incredible. And a once-in-a-lifetime thing in relation to it, and a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and something no doubt she won't regret ever doing it, I'd imagine, Ryan.
No, 100%. She said she was never so happy that she had done it. And when she came out, so kudos to her for doing it, and for sticking by something that she likes.
Yeah,
she went overdone it, whether the feedback is positive or negative.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, Ryan, thanks for talking to us in the programme. Well done to Denise, well done to your mum for making that trek over there, and thanks a million for telling us the story in the programme this morning.
Much appreciated, Jerry. Thanks very much for sharing it.